to create the business that you want to have takes self-discipline, especially emotional self-discipline. If you remember the chain of how we create reality, right? We start with the identity, who are you being? Then we have beliefs about reality that come from that identity. Then we tell ourselves stories to justify those beliefs. Out of that comes our thinking patterns, how we think about reality on a daily basis. From that comes our emotional responses, how we react to life, and that then creates external reality and our behaviors in everyday life. So, in order to run a business that feels free, we have to have incredible discipline with our emotions, but not by overriding them with our will, but by being in the correct identity in the first place. I have explained that earlier in different videos, so by now you understand that component, but emotions are the most obvious pieces in our business, right? When you feel bad or you freak out over something, or you're going to launch this new course or this offer and then you just like totally freak out and you can't even think straight, or you're so stressed about whatever you're doing, or you're trying to figure it out and you so focused on figuring it out, but underneath it there's this, I can't do it, I don't know how, there's something wrong with me, why don't I know, I'm not good enough, and so on. Those are all emotions. None of this stuff is real. Remember, it's only real because we decided that it's real. So it is essential, in order to have a business that feels free, that you decide to be the identity that already has whatever experience you want to be having, and that you only tolerate emotions that match that new identity. Or I can say it in the negative, and you do not tolerate emotions that don't come from that identity. Does that make sense? This is really important to get. So think of this, you have two identities. You have the current one and you have the future one. You want to be here. This identity has this whole chain I just described with the beliefs, the stories, the thoughts, the emotions. And you want those emotions at all times. If you're experiencing negative emotions, like feeling stuck, feeling trapped, feeling limited, feeling not good enough, feeling like you don't know, feeling like you're defective, feeling like it's just so hard, feeling exhausted, and the list goes on, right? We all occasionally go there. So I'm not saying that you're never going to fall there. But recognize right away, okay, if I'm feeling that emotion doesn't come from this identity. It comes from the old one, the one that I don't want to be anymore. Because if I want to create the business I want, I have to be that other identity. I have to be her and feel, experience reality as she would. So if you're doing something and you're noticing your actions and an interface with reality, your emotional reaction is negative, that means in that moment you fell back to the habitual pattern of the old identity. So you want to right there recognize that and say, okay, how would this new identity, the future me, respond right now? Like, let's say you received an email from somebody that you were wondering if they're going to purchase your offer or not. You received an email from them, and before you even read the email, or maybe a phone call, maybe there's a voicemail, but you see who it's from. And as soon as you do, your old identity might go into fear or anxiety. Oh my God, they're not getting it. They're not buying it. Or they changed their mind or something else. But right there, before you listen to that voicemail, before you even open that email, like, don't continue the process, the action. Stop. Recognize, whoa, negative reaction based on old identity. Can't go there, because as soon as you do, guess what? You are then creating from that identity. And you don't want to be doing that. You want to be creating only from the new future identity. So that means stop and ask yourself, how would the person that is the future me handle this? What would she feel about seeing this person's name on my email, in my inbox, or my voicemail? Well, she might be like, oh, wow, I'm so excited to hear what this person is saying. They're obviously signing up for my program, right? That's a very different response. Or maybe she doesn't know if they're signing up, but she's just looking at it with this openness, like, oh, I'm open for conversation. Perhaps they just have more questions. That's great. I like more questions. That means we're continuing dialogue. Everything is awesome. Now, that is more of a, it's not even hope. It's kind of open emotion of, you know, creative inspiration, flow, communication, connectedness, passion. That's a different emotion, right, than an anxiety. Great, now embody that emotion. As in, let your physical body actually feel it. For a moment, forget about the current reality. Step into that future you. Embody that experience. Bring it into your physical self. So you can notice like your breathing changes, you relax more. Great. Then you go and you listen to the voicemail or read your email. Whatever you're going to find in there, we actually influence. So the same email could be read and you would have a response of, oh my God, they're not sure, and now this and this. And by doing that, when you then connect with that client, you will end up sabotaging them signing up. But that same email could be seen with a different attitude, like what we just described from the future you. And then when you connect with that client, the client signs up for your program. So we affect external reality by our broadcast. That's why it is essential to be in conscious discipline with your emotions. And I want to stress that point again. I'm not saying override them with your will and push through anyway. That is not at all what I'm saying. That doesn't work anyway, because that's changing behavior without changing the identity. And that we talked about in the lesson number one, I think, that in order for us to change anything, we have to change the whole chain. We can't just change this little part and assume it's going to work. That would be like living on a diet. You know, eventually willpower runs out and you end up having that cookie. So this is what we need to do with emotions. Bad emotions, good emotions, there's really no such things. There's just emotions that are response to reality, and we give them good or bad label depending how they feel to us. You know, like let's say anger. You can say anger is a bad emotion, but that same anger sometimes could be actually beneficial as a propellant to move you forward. If one day you just say, you know what, enough already, I'm not doing this anymore, no more, now, from now on I will be blah blah, whatever. Now that's anger energy, but that's a beneficial use of it. So emotions, there's no really good or bad. There's just, are they harmonious and propelling you to where you want to go or not? You know, so if you're having an emotion that you know is not sitting well in your system, and you can sense that it's uncomfortable and it's kind of eh, ask yourself, what is this emotion coming from identity-wise? Chances are it's your old identity experiencing it, right? Not the new one. If you are in the future identity, and let's say you're choosing to do something that might be a stretch for your, you know, current environment, it might be a little scary because it's challenging. But there's a big difference when that scary feels kind of like exhilarating and exciting, and at the same time a little bit scary. You know, kind of like jumping with a parachute, or doing something like, I don't know, going down the mountain in your skis or something. So you have the tools, so you're, you know, equipped, but at the same time it still feels kind of like, whoa, I'm not going to be fully in control. That's true, but that's a positive way of experiencing that versus doing something in your business and pushing yourself because somebody told you, or you heard it in some course or somewhere, and then you decided that that's the way to go, but it's twisting you into a pretzel, making you do something that's not natural for you. So any business can be made work somehow with what is natural for you. Just like introverts don't have to go and do a huge amount of networking, there are other ways for them to, you know, receive interaction with people that results in people purchasing their products or services. Same thing like the extroverts don't have to sit there and figure out, let's say, how to do something technically if that's not their strengths, let's say. People who are into more technical things don't necessarily have to go and start speaking on stage. People who are more talkative naturally don't necessarily need to go and figure out how to design a website. Like, they're all strategies are good. All of them work if they actually proven strategies. But for you personally, that's something that has to be tailored to who you are. So everything you have been learning in this course is about how to create a soul freedom business. The business when your soul strategy is the navigating factor. When you're listening to your internal world, to your subconscious, to understanding, you know, what am I being, who am I being, from which part of me am I creating, when you're open to receiving from the universe, right, so that you can actually, you know, bring in something that the universe is giving you. Because if we're closed, the universe can be giving us whatever, but we can't take it in because we, let's say, decided we're not worthy. So that's another component. So it's listening internally, it's being open, and it's a strategy as in actual material steps that you would have to do in your business, just like any business requires strategy. So putting that all together is what creates the experience of freedom in your life, and that is the abundance. So the abundance code is understanding of all this conscious energetics within you, which is everything that you have learned so far in this course. And then applying that in order to create the business that you desire, that is wrapped around you and your unique talent, your superpower. So then you get to do what you're actually meant to do, and you get to serve at the level that you're meant to serve, the higher level, the deeper level, and you get to work with the correct clients. Clients that are actually excited to receive what you're giving them instead of fighting you on every turn or not understanding what you're doing. Clients that are appreciating you and willing to pay your fees because they totally see the value in what you are delivering for them. That is the freedom in the business that then allows us to have any experience we want. If your desire is to have a business that allows you, let's say, 2 months per year that are without clients, there's a way to make that happen. If you and still maintain your income level, even raise your income level. If, let's say, your desire is to have completely location-free business, when you're just traveling the world and working from your laptop, as long as you have internet, it's totally possible. It just has to be tailored to what are your strengths. What is required still to be done that then needs to be outsourced, because obviously if you would be traveling, you wouldn't be able to do all those things. But you can still have the type of business you want. And we also learned that the money part is not really connected to any of that. Because as long as you're serving and as long as you're being this unique you that is open to the universe, universe says, oh great, here's this light being that's doing the service. All the money you want is for you, right there, available, just pouring to you, which could come in the form of literal money, or opportunities, or helpful people, or clients you want to work with, and so on. So we create the type of business that we want to have by becoming conscious. That's why I was saying that entrepreneurship is, in a way, an ascension school. It's ascending who you are. It's a transcension of your being, transformational ascension, to get you to the next level of you. It's a self-development, essentially, that then brings you to the next level of conscious understanding of yourself and your reality. So I am so glad that you went through this course, and I know you have understood so much now. To implement all of this would require you actually doing the work. Noticing, applying, changing, noticing, applying, changing. The more you do that, the more it becomes a habit. And as it becomes habitual, then it naturally flows. And there are other programs that I teach where I help with the maintenance of this, how to actually apply the conscious energetics onto your business in a way that's more integrated into the business itself. So if you're interested in more of that, definitely talk to me. But for now, I'm so happy that you understand now that you are the creator of your reality, that everything in your life and in your business is because you decided that that's how it is. You chose to make that real, which means if you don't like something, you can choose differently. You have that power.